To you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. We all know the ladies' man taking a nap right there, but you're going to see him in just a second. Entering stage right, the Master Bub. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Pretty good so far. So a lot of crazy rides and projects going on here at BEM. And let me tell you, some serious, serious stuff that we have done over the past week, 10 days, in terms of some high-end adrenaline-packed rides, serious horsepower, everything from going down to the ground to going up in the air, on-road, off-road, street and strip, exotics, you name it, it has been coming out of BEM.
Been an amazing weekend, Bub. We were at Supercar Saturday, Broward Lamborghini, Bub. We're going to talk a little bit about that. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, ladies and gentlemen. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Shop online for over 20,000 parts, all available for your car today. I'm going to be doing some investigation on a part company today, Bub. I got a super secret email.
That's right, man. And I'll tell you what, we have a crazy right now all the way through August 31st, and I want you to know that I did take the time to actually go because my memory wasn't too fresh on it. I actually did go to Google, and I used
the Google
search bar to look at specifically what day and time summer runs out, right? Because we do have a promo code SUMMER15 on our website. Every product, 15% off, does not matter what it is, includes shipping, everything free shipping anywhere in the U.S. So crazy stuff out there. SUMMER15 is a promo code, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. But I did find out that it is August 31st at midnight.
This Outlaw Boutique, MOB, the moose is loose on the web exclusively, ladies and gentlemen. This Outlaw made an appearance at Supercar Saturday. Wow, Bub, I don't know if the car's got more attention or if Miss Outlaw herself got more attention.
Yeah, you know, pretty good turnout, man. We had a fun time heading down.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. We're going to talk about that. It was a good trip down, wasn't it?
Well, let's talk about it. What are you waiting on?
Orange County Choppers, Bub, tonight is the Grunt Style Bike. It's going to be really, really interesting. Orange County Choppers are...
Choppers done Bubba style.
What time and where, Bub?
10 p.m. tonight, Discovery Channel. Don't miss it.
It's going to be a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah,
big time. We're going to laugh at Senior a lot.
Yeah.
Mikey and Nick are pretty funny, too.
Yeah, pretty good.
You see Senior smack Nick in the face yesterday?
Yep, I did.
What a bunch of clowns. All right. And Extreme Dimensions, Bub. Extreme Dimensions, our body kits.
Done Bubba style.
Friday, Bub, we had a great show. Saturday, we were off the air, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate your patience. We actually re-aired last week's episode because Floyd Ragg had us front and center at the Broward Lamborghini Supercar Saturday. Tell us about that event, Bub.
Yeah, man. So that was a pretty solid event. You know, it's if you want to talk about something in the South Florida area, you know that Floyd Ragg has his hands in all of that stuff. And if you want to go in and play with super, super great people, a lot of high-end rides, and just have a good time, whether it be ripping through the streets of South Florida, typically in these 100 plus mile an hour range, in all these supercars and exotics. But also going out and just having a great time, gatherings, whether it's cocktail parties or lunches or, you know, whatever it is you may be doing, whatever that event is, that is what we did on Saturday. Supercar Saturday is a Florida that's hosted at Lamborghini of Broward. We did have a great time with that. That was from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Super, super great weather out there, man. Really, really hot. A lot of high-end rides. A lot of great people out there. There are celebrities out there. There are just people walking through. You can go and you can either... look and hang out, or you can go, and if you want to spend a couple hundred grand, you can leave in a brand new Huracan.
Let me ask you a question, Bub. That is, we do a lot of exotic car events. We headline a lot of events. Were you of the opinion that this was one of the better exotic car events, man, honestly?
Yeah, there's a lot of car show areas in the South Florida area.
Yes.
There is, you know, there's, which is great. You know, there's car shows pretty much every weekend, sometimes during the weeknights. There are things that go on locally. There are things that go on at bars. Tilted Kilt does a lot of car shows.
Yes.
That they do on like Wednesday or Thursday nights. So it's like, you know, there's stuff in the middle of the week, there's stuff at the start of the week, and Party Hard on the weekend, right? So there's a lot of great things that go on. I would probably say that the Supercar Saturday show, now it is a trip for people that are, you know, like in our area.
It's a trip for us. It was almost 2 hours down.
You know, an hour and a half to get down there. It's south. It's, in the
south
middle of the
west.
State. So it is a little bit of a trip to get down there, but I'll tell you what, man, once you're actually there, that is where it is. Super insane. A lot of fun. Totally worth it.
Guys at Broward, how about this, Bub? We took two of the BEM Porsches, the Miss Outlaw SEMA Jeep and the SEMA Mustang that we won with last year. As soon as we pulled up in just crowds of hundreds of people, hundreds of exotic cars, everybody flocked the SEMA Jeep. I had a gentleman from France come up and say he wanted to see that car in person. He is an exotic car importer, exporter in and out of France, man.
Yeah, man. It's it was a really good time. You know, we had a lot of fun, getting the rides ready to go. Of course, we literally were here until, I want you guys to know,
yep,
Friday night, I came back to the facility after getting the gym for about 3 hours. I came back up here, was here till about 1 in the morning, literally finishing up in the paint and body shop the Extreme Dimensions GT3 conversion on this Carrera so we could get this thing ready to go. Literally, I kid you not, for full install and on the road to get to that show by 8:30 in the morning so we could be there by 10.
And actually, we were supposed to be there by 10. We didn't get there till a little after 11. Normally, we do show up late. We didn't have the wing bolted on this, the Extreme Dimensions wing, on the BEM GT3 conversion car until about 10:30, Bub.
Yeah, you know, so it took a lot of time and work to get that done. And, you know, thank God that my paint flow just comes out that smooth because there was no time for wet sanding or buffing, but everything is just that clear coming straight out of the booth here at BEM. So I'm super thankful that this stuff came out like it did. We're still going to do our seven-step polish that everyone knows us for, which gets you that mirror quality shine that the rest of this car has been done in, but the Extreme Dimensions conversion has not been done in that yet. So I can't wait to finish those three pieces up, front bumper, rear bumper, and also that rear wing spoiler assembly.
Good morning to Joe Kramer out there.
What's up, Joe?
Joe, how you doing? Fairfax, Virginia, right, Bub?
Yep.
Fairfax, Virginia. Nate Leet, your brother, is watching out there, Bub, in Southern Virginia. Raphael Barron, nice color. Raphael, tell me where you're from, man. Thank you very much for the compliment. This is a factory color. Bub did the GT3 conversion on this car and brought it together. You can see the fit and finish, Barron. Raphael is very, very tight on this car. Everything he does is just that same way, and the color is spot on. Good morning to Jeff Graham and to Anthony Proto. Not going to lie. Good morning, Tony. We appreciate it. Tony, thank you, man. Those are very kind words, and it's very nice. And let me pronounce Tony's last name, Parada. Did I pronounce that correct, Tony? Tony Parada says he's got a Woody Bub. He's not going to lie.
Yeah, man, it's that's kind of why I'm holding my hand here in front of me. You know, I got the same thing going on, so it's all good. You know, we all share the same thing. But, you know, this car, it came out great. I feel like the end result is exactly what I wanted it to be. And now we're at this crossroads where, now that the conversion is done, now what is next, right? So this car is already stage two tuned. It is full cob tuning on here.
Exhaust.
It is on a full titanium fab speed exhaust system. Suspension's done, coilovers are done, three-piece wheels are done. What else really do you need to do to a car like this? Is there much that you want to do? Now I feel like it's down to the aesthetics, right? So I'm feeling like maybe should I stay with that rose gold that I did on the rims, or should I pull that off and do it in a high-gloss black, right? So high-gloss black, chrome studs on the mounting hardware, and a chrome lip front and rear. I'm trying to decide if I want to go that direction, whether or not I want to just leave them gold. I feel like the gold pops on this blue. But you never know. I'm always changing something.
The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Extreme Dimensions GT3 Porsche was a hit, Bub. It stole the show. I couldn't believe both the SEMA Mustang and the GT3 conversion cars were that. And it was crazy, Bub, because there were hundreds of exotics and hundreds of probably several thousand people who attended. As soon as we pulled in, the show stopped. It was like oil hit the water and everybody separated. They parked us right up front. The SEMA Mustang with the Extreme Dimensions kit, I mean, literally shockwaves went throughout every exact. The guy that owns Ready Mix, you've seen the concrete bags in Home Depot and stuff like that, Bub?
Yep.
The Ready Mix bags. He has an orange Lambo convertible. The tag is REDYMIX. And he came up and shook my hand, and he said, man, I've wanted to see that car in person. And he couldn't believe how beautiful the BEM Extreme Dimensions SEMA Mustang really was, Bub.
Yeah, man, you know, that car's, you can't really appreciate that car till you see it in person, really any of these things. And, you know, we talk about that all the time because the quality of time and product that we put into the rides, it's hard to have a true understanding of what goes into them until you really see them in person, and you're just walking around, and you're like, holy crap, like, that is just stupid. Yeah. Like, it just, the thing looks like an animal.
It's insanity, isn't it, man?
Yeah.
It really, really is insanity.
Now, let's just talk about that car for a second, shall we? So, SEMA 17, that car was designed and built for precision turbo and engine. That thing laid down a nice and nasty
603 horsepower.
603 horsepower at the tire in an EcoBoost four-cylinder. So, let me tell you, now you guys may have to stay tuned because we may have some stuff in the works with the guys over at CPE, Custom Performance Engine. These guys are going to take that car to the next level for SEMA 18. So plan to see that car in the 950 horsepower range. Not going to be on a stock block.
It's not going to be on a stock block. Good morning. Speaking of Extreme Dimensions, Bub, good morning to Andy from Extreme Dimensions. Hey, Bub and Tom from the Extreme Dimensions team. Good morning, Andy. How you doing? How was the weekend, man? I know Extreme Dimensions did Bubba's Exotic Motorsports extremely proud. I have a Bubba's Exotic Motorsports CLS 500 Mercedes right behind me here, Bub.
That's right.
Behind the cameras with an Extreme Dimensions kit being bolted up. Good morning, Chris Riss. Chris West is joining us from out in California, Bub. Chris West is what, Bub?
Solution finish.
Back to black, man.
Yep.
We were using that on one of the Harley-Davidson restorations Thursday, I think it was, right?
Yeah.
Solution finish, Bub.
That's right.
There it is, Bub.
I would say I'd rub it on this front lip here on the new GT3 conversion, but there's no reason to because this is fresh out of paint.
It's all brand new,
man.
It's absolutely brand new, Bub.
So I'll tell you what, man. The conversion on this, we had a lot of people ask us while we were out there. We had actually one of the Porsche reps came over because it is Lamborghini and Porsche side by side. One of the Porsche reps actually came over and looked at the quality, fit, and finish of it, and he loved it. I mean, hands down, he literally was asking me, he was like, is this a 14 GT3, right? Because he was curious about it. But then he was like, well, I'm confused because the 14 GT3s have a center cut exhaust, not dual on the sides, right? Because we went dual quads.
That's correct.
So, or we went with a quad tip system, which is dual left and right on each side. So I'm sitting there talking to him, and he was like, listen, dude, if this is a conversion that you guys have done, hands down.
Thanks,
like,
man.
You got it.
Right on, bro.
And that
right
was straight
on.
From Porsche Motorsports.
And that was a great time, wasn't it,
Bob? Yeah.
It was a great thing. So we want to thank Floyd Ragg, who personally invited us out there. Floyd played football for the Miami Dolphins, Bub.
That's right.
Really super guy, man. Came up, gave us a great big hug. Literally, we were only there. We only had the opportunity to get there for 45 minutes or so. We're normally late anyways. However, just the 45 minutes we were there, man, just was stunning, man.
Yeah, totally worth it.
And we stayed late, man. The Broward Lamborghini had a really nice facility, very clean like ours is as well, Bub.
Mm-hmm.
Very fit and finish. Everybody was nice. Everybody was well-dressed. Everybody was well-spoken. Notice there was no gossiping and no drama.
No, you know, it's when you run with the exotic car crowd, it's a totally different set of guys. It's guys that are quality guys. They have a paid for product. It's worth a lot of freaking money, and it's not like they're dealing with something junk that they're scraping every penny together to make the thing stay on the road. So they're not those kinds of guys that sit around and gossip about who does this and who does that. Like, if you're going to buy an exhaust system for a Lamborghini, for a Porsche, for a Ferrari, you're going to look at spending 10 grand, right? Well, the average person with an old classic car, a muscle car, would never consider spending 10 grand on the whole car. Right, so it's like two totally different animals.
Bingo.
And, you know, when you're dealing with that kind of client, that's a totally different ballgame. There are guys that understand what it takes to build a quality job, to put it onto a quality ride, and they're ready to do it.
And it's, Bub, it's different, too, because you don't see, so many of the cars there have such subtle upgrades, but they're not ostentatious. They're just not, they're in your face, and you see that in some of the other car arenas, such as the classics, the hot rods, things like that. The exotics, just beautiful body kits, wheels, tires, window tint, exhaust, performance upgrades, and that takes care of the problem, man.
That's it. That's the whole car. And then you get in the thing and you drive it and you have fun with it and you park it and you show it and you do whatever the heck it is you want to do. You're never going to be left on the side of the road. You just have fun with it.
What did you think about the difference between the Aventador and the Huracan?
You know, it's two different animals. I mean, they're both built by the same designer, but they're two different rides. And if you have 200 grand, you can go in and get yourself in a Huracan. If you have 500 grand, you can go in and get yourself into a starting price.
So why is there such a price swing in the two?
Oh, two totally different animals. The engines are different. The drivetrains are different. Totally different animals.
Are they?
But if you want to get into a cost-effective and, you know, you can say comparable to, like, for example, like the Audi R8s, those are now also the same design engines as the Lamborghini Huracans.
Really?
So now when you go buy an Audi R8, you're literally getting a Lamborghini Huracan.
Doesn't Audi own Lamborghini now, though?
That's what I'm saying. So now you have the exact same things. You're paying about the same thing in price for them as well. So you look at, like, the Audi R8 starting at 139 grand, which is pretty good. That's comparable to, like, the Porsche 991 Carrera S's. You know, you can compare that to, like, the Audi R8 V10 Plus. You're going to be at that 199 price tag, Huracan starting right at 175. So you're in that same exact price tag, that 175, 200, and it's going to keep going up from there depending on what packages you buy.
What is that going to do, though, Bob, for the standard, for the guy who likes to get out and tinker on his own car? It's not going to be available anymore, or do they kind of engineer that into it?
In terms of what?
You know, if the guy wants to do his own oil change, or when you get to this level, like the baseball players, a lot of them that we build for, they have the Audis. Do they just not want to do it? Give it off to somebody else?
No, they just don't want to do it. You know, you take it and you drop it off, and if you have a brand new Lamborghini, you have a brand new Audi R8, You either take it to very high-end qualified companies that are out there, and there's a couple here in South Florida, a lot of great companies that we know that deal with these things that are licensed from, you know, different, or not licensed, but authorized from different manufacturers to do full exhaust, or, you know, full system upgrades. You know, there's Signature Auto House that's south of us. They're licensed to do that kind of stuff. So it's like you can have alternate companies to go to. You don't necessarily have to go to Lamborghini or necessarily have to go to Audi for an oil change, which is going to cost you four times the amount of truly what it's worth. Most for the part that it is the fact that you're taking to the manufacturer. For example, this one, the service light where you have to do a main service on it to do that reset, the only way that you can reset lights in these cars is not with a handheld computer that the average guy can get. It has to be through a computer license program, like for example in Porsche, just to do an oil change on this car to reset your oil change indicator. It's not just some special little trick.
Unless they are you who happens to have a secret program, even on your phone, you can do it.
You have to have the software to do it, and that's what I'm getting at is it's all about the software is what you're paying for at the end of the day. When you're changing the oil, you're still changing it with, you know, 6 quarts or 7 quarts or 10 quarts of Mobil 1. That Mobil 1 is the same Mobil 1 that's going to be at Walmart or at Advance Auto or Pet Boys or, you know, O'Reilly's. It's all the same. Mobil 1 fully synthetic is Mobil 1 fully synthetic, and that's all that we run in our cars, especially the higher end ones. So you're not changing your difference in price of material going in. You're just changing what you're paying somebody for their time. Right. And when you go from $60 or $70 or $100 an hour to $500 an hour because you're taking it to the manufacturer, it's a big difference.
It's a huge difference, right? Yeah. So bring it to Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. But we also want to say good morning to Bruce. He's joined us today live. He's offset. He has a former background in radio and television.
That's right.
And he wanted to join us here live.
Yep.
So we want to say good morning to him and thank you for joining us today. We really, really do. So, Bub, this is the BEM Extreme Dimensions GT3 car. It is now finished. It's a stunning piece of art that you have done. I've watched as you've worked meticulously hard. You've given, Extreme Dimensions a grade on this kit, if you would please. I know that you're very, very hard to get above the 60% recommendation on most products. On this particular kit, what would you give this?
So for your average guy, I'm gonna throw this out there in two ways. For your average guy shooting for average quality, and you know what that means in today's world.
I do.
You know, take it out of a box, scuff it up, paint it, stick it on. I would say this kit would be like a 10 out of a 10. Okay. For a BEM quality, which hands down is that's next level, I would say that this kit was probably a 7 out of 10. And you know,
interesting.
You know that for me,
interesting.
In terms of a pro perspective, that is not just take it out of a box, scuff it, and shoot it.
That's
literally
correct.
Take it out of a box, mock it up on the car probably 10 times, doing fitments from every, you know, angle side at, you know, your bumper to your hood, from your bumper, or I'm sorry, your bumper to your fender,
bumper
to your hood. I mean, everywhere, putting the headlights in and out, testing the washer nozzles. So every last little piece gets tested and fitted and is trimmed 1/8-inch gaps all the way around. And I'm talking, if it's a 1/16 of an inch that needs to get trimmed, that's what it gets trimmed. So for your end being like total professionals, total guys doing Porsche quality designs and installs, I would probably go with that 7 out of 10 range, which is still great.
It's still very good.
But I feel like, you know, if you want that Porsche quality in the end, and you don't want that to just be like, oh, this is a car with a body kit. No one at all at Porsche directly knew that this was a body kit on this car.
Absolutely, Bub. That talks about the quality of work. So that's not a negative mark. That's a very positive mark. For you to come up north of 50 or 60%, that's pretty damn good, Bub.
Well, you know, it's just about that end user who's going to install it. I mean, that's really kind of what I'm getting at is, are you going to have a professional do the install? Probably if you have a $100,000 car, you're probably going to pay somebody a professional amount of money to do that install.
Now, can you cheap this job?
Sure, if you wanted to. You're going to get a cheap quality product in the end, you know, and that's what we had a lot of questions on that with people wondering, well, why did you even do the GT3 conversion versus just buy the GT3? Well, number one, hands down, that's just financial. That's all that comes down to. So this car coming in at $118,000, before any upgrades, that's just right off the showroom floor, what I got it for. So then you have that versus a GT3. A true GT3 is $275,000. So there's a difference of $150,000 right off the top, right?
Can you do the performance upgrades as well to this? You have.
Right, so that's what I'm getting at is, you know, so for that difference of $150,000 to take this, trade it into the dealership, and get that next level to get this style look to it, what I wound up paying in terms of product and materials was about $6,000 from Extreme Dimensions, right? So that is you can't even compare those numbers, $150,000, $6,000,
right?
You can't compare those numbers. But then when you put that professional builder and design style touch to it, you can get what's worth, you know, a $10,000, $15,000 install by the time it's done. Still, not even 10% of that difference.
Got it.
And you have the exact same look.
Yeah.
Literally the exact same look. There's not a single flaw, single difference between this now and a true GT3. The only difference would be the fact that that car is going to be five.
That car was, whoever the designer of it was, or designers, sat down and looked very, very carefully and closely, Bub, at Stealth Technologies and how the triangulated tiles absorb radar so that you cannot, it doesn't have a large signature. It has a signature of a bird, for example. Mm-hmm. And if you look at that car from the engine hatch to every angle, to every piece of it, it has that triangulated Stealth style technology.
Yeah.
What did you think about that? As we looked at it,
you know, they're good looking cars. I mean, there's,
God,
when you look at one of those cars, it's like, okay, there's a freaking animal right there. I mean, the cars sit an inch and a half off the ground in the front. The aerodynamics of the front, the body shape of the front end of these things, when it is coming up behind you in your mirror, it is just like, it doesn't matter what you are in, you just move over. It's just that simple.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
and
animals.
There was one sitting right there at the front of Broward Lamborghini. It was the baby blue colored one. And I had to get everybody out of the way because the way that that car talked to me was something that almost gave me chills. Cars don't affect me that way. I've been around them too long. You've been doing this 16 years, and I was doing it for years before that. The car looked so aggressive as it sat there on the ground, Bub, that I was trying to capture that look that I was feeling in my mind's eye with the camera. I'm hoping I did it. I'll try to post pictures of it for
everybody. Yeah, you know, that's always such a hard thing to do. I even tried to get shots of this morning because when you look at something in person versus sometimes trying to shoot a photo of it, even if you're doing it at the exact same time, like visually looking at your phone, visually looking at your image, what you're shooting, sometimes you just, those two lines, they never connect.
They just don't cross, do
they? Just never. Never at all. And I was trying to do that shot this morning of this car, and it just doesn't happen. So although you guys are seeing something that looks really good on camera, in person, this thing is an absolute beast.
Whole different beast, man.
Yeah.
I just can't describe, and I'm very good at the literary arts. I can write very well. I speak very well. I write very well. I just couldn't find the words. I guess my mind was overwhelming. It was just hitting so hard, Bub, as I was trying to figure out what that car was saying to me as I moved about. It's stunning. It's long, fat, low. When you look at it compared to the Huracan sitting next to it type of thing.
And see, me personally, I level of the Lamborghini starting at 200. But I prefer that design and that style. I like the shorter, more stumpy and low look.
I like it too, man.
Versus the Huracan, to me, while is an absolute beast the way the thing looks, I think it's very long. I think it's very, very wide.
Yes.
Where I almost feel like it's a little too much, like a little just on that edge. That's just me personally. There are other people out there that would totally disagree, and I don't fight that at all. But the Huracan is my style, like that short, that stumpy, still wide and fat, but it's just on that edge of like super, super bold and aggressive.
Could the BEM Extreme Dimensions GT3 conversion car become a Huracan?
It's going to.
This episode has been brought to you by
Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
For over 20.
I was going to sum it up with that. So if you guys do want to see some insane products, this is the way we're going to sum it up. Go to the website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, and you can go out there. Summer15 is the promo code, 15% off every product, free shipping anywhere in the U.S. And I'm talking kits from GT3 Convert 1 when the first Fast and Furious came out with Paul Walker and Vin Diesel. And you want to do a wide-body Supra, we can definitely hook you up with those products as well.
Yep.
All the way down to some RX-7s, to some Veelside stuff. You can do anything you can imagine getting out on that Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website. Or if you want to do a monster freaking Jeep like what we're doing for SEMA this year, stay tuned for that.
It's all right there, Bub. Tonight at 10 o'clock.
It is.
We're going to have to prod Joni and Senior a little bit about that, aren't we?
That's right.
We haven't gotten our grunt style clothing yet.
We have not.
We're going to get it. I'm coming, Senior. I want my grunt style in the mail, right? We'll see him before he can even mail it down here anyways.
Yeah.
Right, Bub?
Yep.
So, okay, Bub, we're going to wrap it up. That's it for today's episode. Until Friday.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Please make sure there's Jeep lifts, truck lifts, body kits from Extreme Dimensions. Everything you can imagine is just right there. Got the best price guarantee. It's all right there. Want to thank Floyd Ragg for taking us out to Supercar Saturday. It was a huge hit, ladies and gentlemen. Please, 10 o'clock, American Chopper, Eastern Standard Time. That'd be 7 o'clock. You Pacific Coasters out there, Chris West and crew, make sure you give the love and support to the Tuttles. They're killing it out there. They're doing a great job. I'm very proud of Senior. I'm very proud of Junior. I'm proud of that. Extreme Dimensions. Extreme Dimensions are body kits done Bubba style, available exclusively at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. And last but not least, all in our hearts, the Moose is loose on the internet, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Outlaw Boutique. For the finest in Outlaw Boutique fashion, accessories, and apparel, the Moose is loose. And I think the Moose is running some discounts out there as well as Outlaw Boutique. It's the best. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Let's open the door for somebody who has their hands full. Doesn't have to be an elderly person. How about a mom with a young baby? Doesn't matter. Let's open the door for somebody. Let's put shoes on somebody's feet that may have holes on them. Guys, you got gym sneakers in the back of your car? Throw them to somebody who's less fortunate than you. And if somebody's standing on the corner with a sign that says, "We'll work for food, man," get out of your car. Tell them to meet you over at Sunoco, Citgo, 7-Eleven, Power Bar, and a protein drink. Know your questions in. We get them right there for you. You can see that we answer them live. Everybody who writes in, I answer personally, and so does Bub. Until Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Bubba's Motorsports page for the number one rated, internationally syndicated daily live stream. Keep on doing it Bubba style. Little man, you ready to grab something to eat? Thank you for being my co-host out.